Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ezus Hashem Feedback and Insights, share number 134. Now, it is true when a married couple joins their lives together, they remove themselves somewhat from their parents, not just the woman where it says, Alkein Yazav, not just the man, I mean, that says, Alkein Yazav, Ishes Ovevis, Imoy Vedavak Be'ishtoi. He leaves his mother and father and connects to his wife, by the wife also. In halacha, it's brought down that the husband takes priority. And that is all true. But what's very, very important is to keep that strong kesher with parents and with respecting in-laws. Now, in the shiurim, we talked only briefly about the dynamic of parents and in-laws. And we really should elaborate more on it. And we're going to talk a little bit about it today. But the concept really is as follows. Parents and in-laws, generally speaking, are an intricate part of our lives, even after we get married. And we're not talking now about unique situations where there's really a toxic aspects to it, where you could even ask a child and they'll say to distance yourself from either parents, in-laws, whatever. But we're talking about the overall most of the population where they're regular people like everyone else, but they have their human aspects that everyone has where there is sometimes some tension or whatever it is. And we're going to talk a little bit about how to navigate that tension. But the idea is, though, is generally speaking, when there was an overall healthy relationship with the parents, it's important to remain emotionally warm with them and to keep that relationship and not chalila create a distance and to be careful from feeling unnecessary bitterness or resentment, even if mistakes were made in the interaction from time to time, and to let it go, to have a freedom of mutual respect for parents and for in-laws, solidifies also the kesher as a family structure, and for the kids, the children, to honor their grandparents. Now, of course, it goes without saying that there are supposed to be healthy borders here. So that's true. So a couple, really, on their own, they're independent, and they can't have major interference from their in-laws or their parents, or codependency that sometimes happens in the beginning of marriage where it makes sense that they run to their parents often and talk to them often. They're not used to yet the marriage part and connecting as a new structure with one's own wife, one's own husband, and one's own small family, and as they're growing into a big family. But the idea is that you lean an individual as he makes this transition, or she makes her transition, you lean less on your parents and more on your own spouse. And this is something that even people that are married very long, they sometimes miss this nakuda. And this could actually cause harm, even if the parents and in-laws are wonderful people. And it's okay to be close with them. And it's even a beautiful thing to be close with them. You have many that are close not only with their parents or they're close with their in-laws. Sometimes they're even closer with their in-laws than they are with their parents. And it's okay to have a warm, normal, healthy relationship with them, but not a codependent relationship with them. Not to replace, like when you have things that you want to share and need to share in a personal, intimate way, in a deep way, that's something that you need to think about, that you're going to share with one, your own wife, with your own husband. And when there's a conflict of interest, halachically speaking too, in many cases, between a man's wife and his man's mother, he stands with his wife. Doesn't mean that the mother should be treated not properly. Of course she needs to be treated with proper derech eretz, and there's usually ways to be mechabed, the parent, without compromising on the care and the consideration for one's own wife or one's own husband. But the idea of separating from parents is important, and it's a healthy thing. And a couple cannot reach their full potential in marriage unless they have a certain separation from their own parents and in-laws. With keeping all the mitzvahs again of kibbud of the aim and so on, but there needs to be in their own personal lives a certain degree of separation. And that's a very, very important thing. Rav Avigdor Miller once said that in one, he knows of a scenario where the wife's father was a Rav, and they, and it was ended up being a mistake that they lived in the same house, just downstairs and upstairs, and all the shilas went to the wife asked to her father. That created a lot of tension, and they ultimately got divorced because he interfered a lot in the lives, the personal lives of the couple. So that's also important that, you know, and this could sometimes be a little bit of an issue when the wife or the husband has a father that's a tremendous Talmud Chacham or Rav or a Paisik. You have to have a proper shikul hadas of when to use them, when not to use them. And it's very likely that for many personal issues, or maybe even, you know, those issues b'negei maris and intimacy and things like that, that you don't use your father or father-in-law as the paisik, but you use somebody else, which is probably a healthy thing to do. So the idea is, with leaving parents, quote-unquote, yazav ishes avi v'simai, applies to making decisions too. Now, when your parents have experience and they're older and they make suggestions, you could take this suggestion seriously. Of course you do, especially if you know that they are wise people and they're insightful people. Then you take their suggestions seriously and you machabed them for it. But ultimately, your final decisions in your marriage is between you and your husband, you and your wife. You don't make decisions based necessarily always on what your parents, to make your parents happy, to make your in-laws happy, but to make your wife happy, to make your husband happy. So that is really an idea sometimes when a mother, let's say the mother or the husband, is overly involved, that he sits down nicely with Derech Eretz. I love you very much, but as you know, we are married now, and I can't always, you know, when I'm married, I can't break up my marriage or create a distance with my wife to do everything you desire. And I love you, I want to help you, but I have to do what's right for my wife and for me. This is if it's already crossing clear waters, and you could ask a shaila about it, you know, how you handle it, but sometimes you have to create that healthy boundary. And you could say, I want to continue a warm relationship with you, 100%. But when we have things in our own marriage and building our own marriage, we have to work on our own and so on. A husband cannot allow his mother to continue to control his life after marriage. And a wife must not allow her mother to continue to control her life after marriage. That is extremely important. At the same time, parents and in-laws often have wisdom. You see, even from the Torah, it's a fascinating thing. Moshe Rabbeinu was already a Manig Yisrael at the time that he was in the Midbar and Yisrael came, his father-in-law, and he said, you know, like, tell you, it's not good what you're doing. You'll weary yourself out, you'll weary the people out, and he suggests that they be divided by thousands, hundreds, fifties, tens, and authority of Sarah HaChamishim to go over, you know, to delegate and so on. And Moshe saw the Chachma in this, and he adopted it. And that, from all the other lessons, you see that he didn't rebel against the idea. He sensed it was the Ratzon Hashem, it was the way Hashem was sending this message to him through his father-in-law. And he was a Manig Yisrael, but he listened to the wisdom of his father-in-law in this situation. And a parsha was Moisif, you know, in Vatatechse, in Yisrael Tzchus. Same thing over here. It's very, very important to honor and see the wisdom of your own father or father-in-law, mother or mother-in-law. A young wife also has to be careful. Sometimes she leans very heavily on her mother. And by leaning heavily on her mother, she may have a tendency to start complaining when problems arise. And usually a mother, even if she's not a bad person, we're not talking about bad people, chas v'shalom, but when she feels that discomfort of his daughter, when she's happy to have her daughter turn to her for an hour and he talk to me, and you know, the husband, but what happens then? Normally the husband comes the next day, realize, let's say he did something wrong, and he asked forgiveness from his wife, and you're back to shalom. What happens though is the daughter only mentioned the avla, the bad thing that was done by the husband, and did not say or underemphasize or did not say at all how the husband, a couple of hours later even, or the next day, acknowledged his error and asked forgiveness and corrected the wrong. And then the next time around the conflict arises, she again confides in her mother. And again, it creates a pattern. Before long, her mother has a bitter attitude towards her son-in-law. And that encourages the daughter to separate from him or whatever the case may be. So the idea is sometimes, and we have to look ourselves in the mirror, this dislike, even though the Chazal say, by, you know, there's a general distance there, that's apiteva, enachanami, but the bottom line is very often, for example, in the case we brought, the mother-in-law's resentment towards the husband came primarily from the daughter confiding in her mother things she shouldn't have confided in. She needs to confide in somebody else because she's, let's say, with her husband, has some issues. She should confide with a confidential rav, mentor, her kallah teacher in certain instances, whatever it may be. It's unfair to her husband to share these things with her mother, which creates a distance and a bitterness between the mother-in-law and the husband. And that is the not following the Torah's principle of leaving parents. In this instance, this is a healthy thing to leave your parents. Now again, Kabbalah Savicha Vesimecha is not a light thing. It's one of the Aseres Hadibris. It is a tremendous, tremendous mitzvah. The Gemara in Kedushin talks about it. And Afa Pikein, it says, Yazav Ishesav Vesimai. Again, Yazav doesn't mean under normal circumstances when the husband, a mother and father is healthy. The Kabbalah Savicha Vesimecha is in its full strength, with exception, of course, where your spouse has a Kedima in many cases. But, and you do honor your parents. You could visit and call and communicate. And so leaving Yazav does not mean, conventionally people think Yazav means you like you're deserting them. Yazav, you're leaving your parents, does not mean chas v'shalom you're deserting them. You're having contact, normal, healthy, regular contact with parents, honoring them. That is kabbalas avicha v'asimecha, and that's very, very important, and to your own in-laws as well. But the idea being, though, is in these tricky situations or in very personal aspects, it's very, very important to recognize in marriage that you have that separate unit with one's own wife, one's own husband, and so on. It's very important also never to criticize your in-laws to your husband or to your wife. They, your husband or your wife, have a chiyuv to honor their parents. When you criticize them, you make it more difficult for them to honor their parents. Because sometimes they'll side with you and it'll create a weakness in the kibbutz. And the idea is you accept your in-laws. We're not dealing with toxic situations. That's a place for a separate share, which B'li Neder will discuss those things. We're not talking about toxic. We're talking about normal human beings that sometimes make mistakes or personality differences. In those cases, you accept your in-laws as they are. Don't think it's your achrayus to change them. It's not your achrayus to change them. And you don't criticize them in front of to your wife or to your husband. Now, if there's a situation where a parent or an in-law is interfering in the day-to-day life of the marriage or in a particular situation, then you try to work it out between the two of you discreetly and with sensitivity. If you have issues with doing that, then you could ask a rav or a mentor of how to go about handling that situation. But the idea being, though, is that you do that with the derech eretz, with the discretion, but and with a healthy, proper perspective. So the idea is, concept is that there's a inyan of kabbadas avicha v'esimecha, and there's an inyan of being mechabed your in-laws. And we all know this, and everyone's going to basically say, you know, not everyone, but people feel their in-laws create some issues in the marriage. And but if we're all honest with ourselves, we're all honest with ourselves and look deeply into ourselves, we'll realize that some of those daughter-in-law, mother-in-law issues, or, you know, husband, mother-in-law issues, or father-in-law issues, sometimes could come from our own behaviors as a husband and a wife. If we play it smart, if we have a healthy maturity about it and the way we interact with one another and the way we understand our parents, there's ways to diffuse these situations that it doesn't chalila get to a point where the family structure is fractured, chas v'shalom. And that is a very, very important thing. You know, you have friendly conversations, and with a chesed, sometimes you have to be firm, and you know, you have that shikl, you have that sort of balance between the two. You know, Victor Miller always used to say, you know, when he was talking to people who marry off their children, keep your mouth shut and give them money. And he always used to say, similarly, you know, you basically keep your mouth shut means you don't criticize, you don't, even if you see something that's, you know, not whatever it is, you're very careful. You really should ask sometimes a shayla on what to say or not to say when you see your parent, your children as a married couple, you know, and you want to put your two cents in it about something. Really, really be very careful and weigh it extremely carefully before deciding whether to say something or not to your son or your son-in-law or your daughter or your daughter-in-law. And generally speaking, it's better to be quiet and let things go. If it's something pertaining to a pikuach nefesh situation or safety, then maybe you do say something, and so on. But again, it is, you need siyata d'shmaya with this, like everything else, and you daven for it, and you ask for guidance. But again, I'm going to say it again, and again, I obviously, Bali Neder, you know, as I research this more, this topic hasn't been discussed in that many shiurim, but we'll try to. There are toxic situations. We're not talking about that right now. There are situations, you know, many dynamics, but if you think deeply and carefully, you'll recognize that if you look deeply into yourself, there's certain things that you could have said or done or been more careful that would have diffused situations. And if we ourselves aggravated it and we triggered that, the relationship got worse. So that's an achrayus that we have to be careful about. So we, as a married couple, need to be very discreet. It goes both ways. It's a two-way street. The couple themselves need to be careful and considerate when handling parents and in-laws when a situation comes up, and think before they speak and weigh it and sometimes ask. And the parents, meaning the parents and in-laws themselves, about the younger couple, same concept. They really need to think and weigh things before they interfere or say something, because it's a delicate balance. And if each one looks at their own achrayas of what they need to do to be careful, then we will see a lot more shalom in families and in family structures. Even if one doesn't see eye to eye, sometimes personalities don't align with one another, sometimes people are very close with their parents and in-laws, sometimes there's a little distance, but still respectful. And sometimes you need that. In some situations, you're not close, and maybe it's healthier not to be that close, but to be very respectful. but with a certain distance. And with some people, it's healthy to be closer because they're very healthy people, and so on and so forth. So that requires shikul as well. And we should all have siyata d'shmaya, you know, to navigate these things and daven for it. And Hashem should help all of us with this area in life and all areas of our married life. Bracha and hatzlacha.